I've always been an extremely heavy sleeper, a fact that has greatly helped me during my frequent flights. I was making my way to Sydney to visit family, a trip that would last an entire day. Despite my easy dreams, even I needed a sleeping pill for that particular journey. Medication, combined with some music to cover up the constant noise in the cabin, would allow me to spend at least half the journey over the Pacific in a peaceful slumber. Suddenly, I was jolted awake by another passenger violently shaking me. In my groggy state, it took a while before I could even comprehend the words he was yelling at me. Once my eyes finally opened, I could see that he looked absolutely horrified. They're all gone. You gotta wake up, he stuttered loudly as he continued to shake me. Even then, it took a while before the words hit me. How could people be gone? Had we landed? As I tried to compute the information, mild turbulence shook through the plane. We definitely hadn't reached our destination. Gone? I asked. What do you mean? The man was too panicked to respond. Instead, he just kept pointing around the cabin with a shaky finger. Slowly, I got to my feet and tried to shake off the hold my sleeping medication had over me. The plane had been packed to the brim before takeoff, but now it was almost empty. There were only about 5 of us left, all equally terrified. "Cabin crew, please report to the cockpit," one of the pilots said over the speakers. I looked around the cabin. The stewardesses were nowhere in sight. Apart from the few scared passengers, the plane was completely rid of any life. We made our way to the cockpit door and used the radio to respond. "They're gone. What's going on?" I asked. "Oh God, them too?" the pilot asked back nervously. A click was heard and the door opened. Inside, we found only one pilot. "You're alone?" I asked. He nodded. "We were taking shifts while on autopilot. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, he was just gone." From the cockpit, I could get a better view of the outside world. Below us were endless, sandy hills. As far as I knew, we were supposed to be crossing the Pacific Ocean. Yet, all we could see was the infinite desert below. "Where are we?" The pilot took another look at the instruments. They were filled with numbers and blinking lights I couldn't comprehend. "The coordinates were last updated an hour ago. We are supposed to be in the middle of the ocean, but it just doesn't make any sense." "Have you made contact with the airport?" "No, nothing is working. I'm flying blind here with nowhere to land." The one thing I could recognize within the complicated cockpit was the fuel indicator. Though it still seemed plentiful, it would eventually run out. "How much fuel do we have left?" I asked. "We should have had more than enough to get to Sydney twice over, but I don't even know where the hell we are," the captain replied. The next few hours went by, and we gathered every piece of technology we had in a futile attempt at contacting the outside world. All the while, the fuel kept dripping down, a constant reminder that we were running out of time. Outside, the desert continued, only interrupted by strange rock formations. They were unnaturally spiky, extending high up from the ground like razors. All we could do was watch and hope the pilot found a safe place to put us down. After a while, the deserts and rocks gave way to a flat piece of land. The pilot looked around before finally making his decision to put the plane down. "This is the best I can do. Get ready for landing," he said. We buckled up in the back of the plane and got ready for a rough landing. It was surprisingly gentle once we first hit the dirt, and against all odds, the brake slowed us down without incident. It looked like we were in the clear, but then the ground below us finally gave out. The front of the plane fell into a sinkhole, which instantly crushed the cockpit and caused us to slam against our seats. It knocked me unconscious for just a second, but by the time I came back to it, the cabin had filled with smoke. A couple of the passengers had their necks broken from the impact, and the pilot had been killed. The few of us left alive rushed to escape the burning wreckage, but in the chaos it was difficult to find the exit. Using the escape lights, we got to an emergency exit and jumped onto the burning hot ground below. Three of us had survived the landing, but we weren't safe yet. It wasn't until we got away from the smoke and fire before we realized the true gravity of our situation. At the horizon in front of us stood an impossibly tall mountain range, stretching endlessly up into the sky. It was little more than barren rocks and lifeless ground. But the thing that truly horrified us was the sky above. There hung a massive blue sun that felt like it was scalding our skin. We'd survived the landing, but it wouldn't even matter, because wherever we were, it wasn't on Earth.